of cream, red roses too.
This is Ed Cohen, editor, publisher of globalbusinessnews.net, and your host today on globalradiotalkshow.com, coming to you from Southern California. Today's show features Rochelle Trending, Vice President of Marketing for HireRight. Rochelle is responsible for marketing, field operations, and business development, focusing on branding, strategy, market analysis, and demand generation, leading to new customer acquisition. Let's welcome Rochelle Trending.
Hi, Ed.
Thanks for being our guest, Rochelle. What about HireRight? What's it all about?
So HireRight is the leading provider of pre-employment background screening in the United States and also globally. We offer services to companies of virtually all sizes and most industries, services to help them provide a better quality of hire to their workplace through employment background screening.
And why do organizations conduct employment screening?
You know, for every company, it's really different. But what we see is we see that most companies do it to create a better quality of hire, to make sure that they're bringing in the right people to their organization. We also see that some do it for safety and security reasons. You know, we've all seen a lot of news around workplace violence out there. And part of it is understanding who the individuals are that are coming into your organization and who they're going to have contact with, whether it's your employees, whether it's your customers, et cetera. Also, there are a lot of companies that are regulated. It might be Department of Transportation regulation. It might be for healthcare. It could be for any number of reasons. But they also have background screening for compliance, to meet compliance reasons as well.
Some time ago, you pioneered and launched the HireRight Benchmarking Survey, the first ever survey and report of its kind in the background screening industry. What drove you to do that, and tell us a little bit about that HireRight benchmarking survey.
Absolutely. So every year, HireRight completes a benchmarking survey where we survey more than 3,000 HR representatives across North America to get feedback on why they're doing background screening, what some of their best practices are, so that we can help companies actually benchmark their programs versus other companies' programs as well. And so we published a benchmarking survey earlier this year, our 2015, which was the seventh annual survey. It provided great insight into what companies are doing today and what some of the best practices are. It can be confusing to do background screening, and understanding what your peers are doing out there can be really helpful for HR management to determine what's best for their organization.
So how does this help branding strategy?
Well, so for the branding particularly, employment screening really helps organizations with their employment brand. And part of that is we've all seen those different articles out there where someone within an organization falsified information. So, for example, many years ago, the president of Radio Shack had claimed to have a specific degree and did not have it. When it first came out in the press, the next day they saw dramatic decreases in their overall stock. And so as a result of that, companies see that it's really important that they verify the information that their employees are providing to them to make sure that, first, they are qualified for the position that they're in, but second, that there aren't going to be any public snafus that could provide negative light in the media for their organizations as well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Companies are expanding across borders, going global or trying to grow across borders, and there's a lot of issues involved. So outside of the U.S., screening probably is more difficult because of privacy laws about intrusion. How do you deal with that? What's your view?
Well, so it really depends on the country, and that's one of the things that's really unique about global screening, is that it really varies country by country. And so understanding what's allowed and what's not allowed in each country is vital for each organization when they endeavor to screen in those specific countries. So, for example, when a company wants to expand their program globally, and the first thing that they have to do, they have to decide, you know, are they going to do it centralized or are they going to do it decentralized? And if they're going to do it decentralized, how are they going to manage and document each of the individual countries, not only their privacy laws, but what information is available and accessible? And so it's really critical for them to create these policies up front so that they can then execute on them. And it's really important for them to partner with an organization that's going to provide them visibility and help them understand what some of the data availability questions are and how they can actually approach finding information in those countries. And then, of course, what the consent rules are for each individual going through the screening process. So as you may know, in the United States, we're governed by the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and that governs background screening here. However, in other countries, it's governed by different laws that are unique to their area that say what information can be gathered and what can't be. Now, for example, in Germany, you have to go through a works council and say, here's the information that we're trying to gather for background screening purposes, and have to explain as to why you'd be gathering that information, and your program has to be approved by the Works Council. So it's really important to understand what's required in each country and what's allowed in each country.
And so HireRight can be trusted to do all of that research first?
Well, so what I would say is that HireRight has done incredible amounts of research. We have partnered with law firms across the globe. We do our best to provide compliant information, but we always recommend that each individual organization actually goes out and they understand the laws themselves. We'll certainly provide them some initial direction, and we look at our own products to make sure that our products are compliant as well. However, every company may interpret laws in different ways. So as a safeguard, we always ask that our clients work with their own legal counsel to understand their interpretation of the law in different countries as well.
Okay, so a candidate going through this process they have to agree to it or else they don't get an interview, is that correct?
So typically it's not at the interview phase. Typically it's a contingent offer. It's at the contingent offer phase that we see most of our clients actually doing the background screening process. But there is a consent process that has to be gone through to complete the background check. And so, yes, that happens up front.
So it's sort of like a no-fault process then? If the candidate subscribes to this or agrees, or signs off, I guess, then whatever is found could be construed to be positive or a negative. There's no control over it. So what about the experience? Do employers ask you to safeguard these recruits?
So if I understand your question correctly, Ed, and you're asking about the candidate experience here, I would say that, you know, absolutely, we work with our clients, and employers absolutely have to take care of the overall candidate experience and make sure that the candidate has a positive experience. We know that there are some talent skills gaps out there in the market right now, and so it's so important that even when you go through the background screening process, that the candidate has a positive experience. And as a result, you know, what we've done at HireRight, you know, we've done a number of things to create a much better candidate experience. So, for instance, there's a website called www.aboutemployeebackgroundchecks.com. It's a neutral website that candidates can go to and just find out, what is this whole background check thing? We found that an educated candidate is a happier candidate through that process, and it makes it go much, much easier. We've also found that there are a lot of tools that we can provide that can make things easier for candidates when they're going through the process. So, for example, we know that HR teams typically have applicant tracking systems, and so integrating those applicant tracking systems with background screening systems allows information to be pre-populated so that the candidate only has to add in a little bit of additional information instead of doing complete duplicate data entry. So that's another way that we've seen that we encourage our clients to improve the candidate experience. But there are a whole litany of things that people can do to improve that process. You know, with a couple of the other ones being just making sure that you're communicating with them the way they want to be, whether it's via mobile, whether it's via text message, making sure that they have one area that they can go back to and they can find and access information about screening their report so they can see a copy of their report, and really just providing them the tools and the visibility and the transparency throughout the process so that they know where they are. And that's all about creating a much better candidate experience.
So on your website, hireright.com, it's a very interesting website, by the way, and very easy to navigate. I'm on a page that says extended workforce screening.
Mm-hmm.
Dig down on this. Go deeper with us. What's this about, extended workforce screening?
So extended workforce screening, the extended workforce is typically defined as contractors, vendors, temps. So what we find is that a lot of organizations will do background screening on their employees, yet the vendors who may have the same level of access to the property, to employees, to customers, to sensitive personal information, to systems, and intellectual property may not have that same level of screening. So we've found that a lot of organizations will choose to also have their extended workforce, so those contract workers or those vendors, go through the screening process as well to ensure that that they will provide the level of experience for their organization and for their customers that they expect.
So oftentimes the contingent workforce is involved, and so you do background screenings. Companies are doing background screenings on contingent workforces, aren't they?
Correct.
Yeah, and that's probably the highest risk, isn't it, rather than an in-house employee, because you're hiring somebody that you really don't know anything about.
It can vary, but absolutely. We've found situations where every single employee has to be screened, yet there may be a janitor who has complete access to your CEO's office and all of your filing systems, and yet they haven't been screened. And so you want to make sure that people who have access to that level of information and to your employees, that they are screened as well to create that safe work environment, also for compliance reasons as well. You know, we find in several situations, so for example, in healthcare, you have volunteers that may have access to sensitive populations like children, elderly, and yet if you don't screen those individuals, they could potentially present some sort of danger. So in some situations, we have, say, our healthcare customers who want to make sure that they're doing a sex offender registry and a criminal background check on some of the individuals who are going to be accessing those sensitive populations.
Wow, this is really fascinating. This industry has really developed, hasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I've been in the industry for about 11 years and really have seen it continue to grow and change. We're definitely seeing in the U.S. that it's a mature market, that most companies understand and value background screening and have seen how it can produce a better quality of hire. We're now starting to see this grow outside the United States dramatically, as you see a lot of anti-corruption laws being passed both in South America and in Asia, and a lot of that is really stimulating the need for doing background screening in those areas as well.
Well, it's just fascinating. So is it now technology-driven or people-driven?
So it is a combination. We have certainly sought to integrate as much as possible with different data sources, but there are still county courthouses out there where you actually have to send a court runner to get the records from a county courthouse for criminal records. So it really varies depending upon what type of search there is, but any place where you can integrate with a database that's considered as up-to-date as possible or as up to date as it would be going in person, then we've sought to integrate that and make it so that we can have faster turnaround times and can have that data accuracy that comes along with the technology integration.
So just to sum up now, Rochelle, about companies going global, they already probably sell internationally, and they probably already have had some kind of a distribution arrangement with another company or joint venture, but now they're going to open up an office, and they're going to probably relocate executives and hire locally. So what amount of time should a VP HR or the person in charge of all of this expansion, what amount of time can you guesstimate that it would take to do a proper orientation, background screening, talent acquisition, onboarding? This is a really long-term thing, isn't it? Big money involved, too.
Well, let me make sure I understand your question here, Ed. So you're asking how long would it take for the background check itself, or how long to create a program around background screening?
Well, a little bit of all of that, because companies going global, they really don't know what is involved. They're sort of like me, just stumbling around trying to put words together here. They're going to set up. They know there's legal issues and there's timelines, and they probably are going to overspend what they want to spend. So in terms of hiring right, you know, and getting the right people and protecting themselves, what amount of time would you project is typical for a company that's setting up overseas to hire, to do the background checks and hire right?
Okay, so I think there's a two-part answer to this. What I would say is going through the background check process itself will really vary depending upon what country it is. So you may see it go from anywhere from 4 days to 30 days, just depending upon what country it is and what the access to data is. What we find for some of the global background checks is average around 10 days for the background check itself. Now, where it's maybe a little more complex is actually setting up the program, making sure that you're complying with local laws, you know, deciding whether you're going to work with a vendor, whether you're going to do it yourself. And, you know, we found when we're working with companies that that may be a couple-month process to actually set up, define the program, define the policy. And then the background check itself is a much shorter process. It's the really understanding what your program is going to be and understanding what's allowed in that local place. And that can really range, we believe that's in a few months time period that would take to set up the program versus the check, which is on average for a global check about 10 days, but can really range from 4 days to 30 days depending upon the location.
So overseas now, thinking of overseas, outside the U.S., what markets are hot for you, HireRight, right now?
Well, Asia Pacific is very hot right now, as well as Brazil. So we are seeing all the way across for Asia Pacific, we're seeing, because of some of the anti-corruption laws that are coming into play, particularly around the financial services industry, that we're seeing a lot of organizations requiring background checks if you're going to play in the financial services market. We're also seeing last year Brazil had an anti-corruption law as well, anti-bribery law, and that's also stimulating, particularly in South America as well.
Fascinating story. We've been talking with Rochelle Trending, Vice President of Marketing for HireRight. So, Rochelle, thank you very much for being our guest on GlobalMediaTalkShow.com. For people who want to get more information, they should go to your website, right?
Great. That's www.hireright.com.
Okay. Thank you very much for being our guest once again. This is Ed signing off from Old Town in San Diego, GlobalRadioTalkShow.com.
What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.